It's very hard to distinguish what they have. The only changes that were made after 91, as far as I recall, are going to be the Don Quick property.
Right.
And the Metzger property.
Correct.
Those are the only two changes after 91.
So.
Anything else?
I'm not prepared to give you an opinion yet, so.
I'll make a motion that we table the digital GIS-based zoning map. Well.
Okay.
The GIS-based zoning map.
All right, I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
It's not 7:30 yet.
It's not quite 7:30. It's only 20 after.
Yeah, so we'll go past that item.
Zoning hearing board alternate solicitor. We have two attorneys that have took an interest into it. One is a local attorney, Eric L. Hamel. He's from, has an office here in Milford. The other one is Sean W. Logsdon. He's from Drums, PA. I personally feel that we should stick with our local attorney at the present time if Eric's really that interested into it. I don't know how the other two supervisors feel.
Well, being that the last hearing we had, the attorney was on Zoom because of distance, I would prefer to have somebody closer that can make the meetings. And I've worked with him in the past, and I don't have a problem with going with Eric.
I don't have a problem with Eric either. I've known Eric for a long time.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Is that a motion?
So I'd like to make a motion that we hire Eric L. Hamel as our alternate solicitor for the zoning hearing board at the rate of $200 per hour as he requested.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
But I thought you were trying to go for regular zoning hearing board solicitor there, the way you were describing that.
This is a regular one, or is it the alternate? We don't have one right now, do we?
We don't have an alternate. Andrew Belwar was the regular one, and he's the one who Zoomed.
Oh, he wrote alternate on here.
Tony said that was partly because it was not a hearing that really required his presence, well, as far as Andrew. But he does come from a significant distance.
He does.
Well, let's leave it the way it is for now. And if Andrew can make it, he makes it. If not, then never. If he feels he can't make it, then never can go.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You can discuss the appropriateness of which.
Go ahead, Kevin.
You can discuss the appropriateness of which solicitor you use at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still your best call.
Yes.
Very good. I'm sorry, Wayne, what was your question?
Could you spell his last name, that's all? Hamel?
Hamel.
H-A-M-I-L-L.
Two L's, thank you. That's all I got. Sorry.
Zoning hearing board alternate member.
I don't think we've received any letters of interest.
I don't think we've received any letters of interest also.
So I'll make a motion that we table that.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Hamlin services and usage.
So Hannah stepped away, so
she'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Perhaps we'll just defer that to a little later in the agenda so we can find out what the status is of the letter.
I held up that letter. I want to discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which letter?
The one going to Westfall Township.
Right. No, I mean which draft?
The last one. I never saw one draft.
Okay. Did you send the...
It didn't go out.
You didn't send it, or you tried to send it, you mean, to the office and it didn't work?
No, I sent it to the office.
Okay.
But I guess it didn't go out the day I sent it, so Gary was able to view it, and we're going to discuss that later.
Yes.
Okay.
There's more to it.
Okay.
Bob had a meeting with one supervisor already.
Oh, great.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. So.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So are you saying that you want to handle that under...
Executive session.
Yeah.
Under what context? A matter of potential litigation?
I would say potential, possible potential litigation.
Between, litigation between...
Townships.
Really?
Could be. I want to make sure there isn't.
Good Lord.
Okay, then we will discuss that later.
Spongy mall spraying.
Okay, so I was able to obtain contact information for the Spongy Moth Spraying Company that has been contracted by DCNR to handle gray towers and the game lands in the area. I spoke to the gentleman. He said, basically, if you get a $600 acre grouping of homeowners together, the pricing for the organic spray is $52 per acre. So at 600 acres, that's over $30,000 for a 600 acre parcel. So the price to try to do like the whole township would be astronomical. Now the non-organic one is $34 an acre if you have a 600 acre area. His suggestion for homeowners who are interested in doing that is that they perhaps might want to contract a forester to do a quick review of where are the areas of their property that are the most in danger from the spongy moths, where they have the highest egg masses and the most vulnerable types of trees. Some types of trees they don't like to eat and they don't particularly go after. Oak trees, for example, are trees that they really, really like to eat. So
number one.
Yeah. So he said the way that it works is they can tranche interested homeowners together. We can do that. They can do that. To get a decent pricing, really you need 600 acres within a 3-mile area. He said if you had like 2,000 acres, then they might sharpen their pencil a little bit more. That particular company is coming out of Gettysburg. It's not something that they could do when they're already here doing gray towers and the game lands, because the state has prohibitions on them using the same piece of machinery to do anything else when they're doing state business. So they can't like be already up here. Right, so they're not allowed to do that, right? He said their accuracy with the helicopters is within a foot. So they're really, really accurate on where they're spraying, which allows sometimes for them to do a combination. So if the forester goes through, he said they do 300-foot buffers for any waterways where they only want to do the organic stuff. But if you have a 2,000-acre property, you might be able to do the non-organic repellent in areas that are not anywhere near waterways and do the organic in the buffer zone and any other place that you felt was more appropriate to do that kind. He said their company requires that you notify all your contiguous landowners that you want to do this. And if you have a neighbor who objects, then they probably won't spray you. Depending on the proximity. They give them a 500-foot buffer. So it depends on how big your property is. If you're, you know, Kevin's, you might still be able to spray parts of your property. If you're at my house, you're not going to be able to spray at that house based on having a neighbor object.
500-foot buffer.
500-foot buffer to a neighbor who is an objector. They also said they will talk to people. So if you have a neighbor who is objecting and they're concerned, he said they will, you know, they can call and they'll explain it.
And what business is it of the neighbor?
It's about their liability if the neighbor is objecting. It's about them trying to make sure they don't get sprayed. Now, what he did say to me is that if you are a purchaser of organic food, you're probably getting this organic spray, you know, in the food that you're purchasing, because it's organic stuff. So, but... If you have someone who objects, they,
the organic spray is in the food, so our dog's got to run around farting in the woods.
The organic, basically, this is what they use on orchards and other food growing facilities, this particular kind. So he said, you know, I mean, that price at 600 acres, that's $30,000. It's not cheap. Yeah. But if you're doing 1 acre, you know, if you're the homeowner who's just got a lot of neighbors who are interested in coming together, and your price is $52 for the acre, you know, it might be a no-brainer. He said, for people scraping off egg masses, like I know there's been a lot of material going around on the internet about doing that, he said the vast majority of the egg masses are actually up in the high parts of the trees. So that doesn't work very well. But I do have contacts for several spraying companies that DCNR uses in Pennsylvania and in our region, and this particular individual said they are interested if we have enough interested people for them to come up here. So we're going to have to kind of get that information out into the community and see if we have enough interest that folks might want to put some groups together. But certainly not something that the township is going to jump into. But I think probably a lot of people would recognize when you start talking about how expensive it is on a township-wide basis, why they wouldn't want to do that. He said the municipalities that are doing it are often, they're tranching pools together of interested people. So, you know, they would solicit, you know, people who are interested to opt in. And then they, you know, when they have a pool of people, then they would, you know, have the homeowners also provide their funding and give the information over to the
Is there a way we can post it on the website and have people let us know if they'd be interested? But let them know that we got to get X amount before we can even do anything.
Sure. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. But we are running out of time. They would be actively spraying. They must spray by the beginning of May.
Yeah.
So for you to provide your neighbors notices and, you know, get everything together, you have a very short window right now to do that.
This has to be done within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's done.
Right. Otherwise, you're done. And he said he's been out to some properties where folks are doing it this year, and they didn't do it last year when they first wanted to, and it's too late. Their trees are dead. So.
Okay, at 7:30, we have a hearing for the Subdivision Land Development Ordinance, so we'll adjourn at the Milford Township.
Recess.
We'll recess the Milford Township meeting and have our public hearing on our saldo. Tony?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good evening, everyone. This is the date and time set for the public comment on the amendments to the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, the last draft that was revised is dated December 14, 2023. We are here tonight to receive public comment pursuant to public notice that was in the Pike County Dispatch on February 29th and March 7th. And the saldo ordinance has been in front of the Planning Commission for an awful long time. The final amendments were drafted, and we're looking to hear if there's any comment. Any comment from the public? Hearing none, I would ask for the chairman for a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
I make a motion we adjourn the public hearing and go back to the regular Milford Township meeting.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Fastest hearing you've had to transcribe ever, right?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Very much.
Sorry for interrupting.
No.
Not at all.
Thanks for coming.
And your names are on the name
plate. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure it's the right name.
Yeah. Make sure mine don't say Michael.
Yeah. I'm Shahan. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Did you need anything else?
That's it.
Very good.
Thanks, good to see you again.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the subdivision and land development ordinance dated December 14th, 2023.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
Thank you, and I'm going to have the notice of publication with the secretary.
Thank you.
Milford Water Authority hydrant fees.
How'd you make out?
We haven't discussed it.
Oh. It wasn't discussed at the meeting last time?
They wanted to, but I remember.
Oh.
I make a motion, we put that on the agenda for the next group combined meeting with the Water Authority.
It wasn't on the agenda last time.
No, I said, I'm making a motion now that we put it on the next agenda.
For the end of...
I forgot what the date was.
Did we set a date? I think we didn't set a date.
Yeah, we did May something.
May 7th.
We were going to use the May...
Workshop.
Workshop.
It's what, the 7th? No, I'm looking at the March.
It's March, yep. We are... When is your workshop?
Second Thursday.
Second Thursday? That is... May 9th, Ascension Day.
May 9th.
May 9th.
Is that something that Mr. Magnata can be at, if you're going to discuss that?
Yes.
Is that something that you should...
Like, he's getting out his calendar.
I'll let you know, Mr. Stroyer, in just 1 minute.
Keep everybody updated. I did have a conversation with Scott Sheldon about a month ago, maybe a little longer. And I supplied him with the paperwork from the $800,000 grant and from what the commissioners said at that time. Because we had taken our grant money.
The county commissioners?
County commissioners, yeah.
It actually, at the present time, there is nothing scheduled, so I would be available on May 9th.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we continue the hydrant fee discussion until the May 9th meeting with the joint meeting with the Milford Water Authority.
Did we want to speak with our attorney at all prior to that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of thought was going to happen today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they didn't really respond to the vast majority of what we asked about.
Thank you. No, they did not.
No,
In fact, the letter was very generic, saying we'll give you a discount. We'll give you extra. We'll defer payment.
Defer payment with no added interest.
But we do need to have the hydrant fees paid.
Yeah.
So that was the extent of the letter. It didn't address one iota of what our questions were.
Right.
I don't know if that was intentional.
I'm sorry, Bill?
What does that mean exactly, deferring payment?
Meaning?
I thought this is a new point, and this was covered with that grant money for them.
Well, it was years ago,
were
Bill.
Reneging on this, or what?
They're reneging on it.
And we sent them we had our attorney send an email with the numerous reasons and other suggestions. And they've responded to say that the suggestion that the issue that they're responding to is that we did not have their request in time to put it into our budget during budget season. So they're willing to defer receiving the funds from us until 2025 so that we can...
But then you're going to owe 2 years.
Right.
So there's definitely. Go ahead, Bill.
So the money that was granted to them doesn't have any significance of it?
Apparently not.
In their eyes, it does not.
But they need to say that. They didn't even answer the questions.
No.
No, they didn't even answer the questions.
Well, you know, as I read this, it says basically. Their responsive letter was that in order to maintain financial stability, the authority has implemented these fees for 2024 to each municipality serviced by the authority. Understanding the impact on the budget, we'll waive late charges and interest if the township needs to defer quarterly payments until the last 2024 quarter's billing, February 2025. to defer your cost to the 2025 budget. So in other words, you can pay 2 years next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. With no fines and penalties.
With no fines and penalties.
Yeah, and how are we going to do that? Are we going to raise taxes again or what?
Well, might have to.
No, we're going to sell Girl Scout cookies out front.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think those are the only things.
No, I'm not going to sell Girl Scout cookies out front personally, Bob, but if you'd like to, I'll leave that up to you. Tony, the legal question of whether or not the authority has the right to impose this fee on us is at the heart of this question.
Yeah, and based upon their own...
I believe you indicated that in their original, and right. I was told that they perhaps made a modification to their regulations after that. Which,
well, if they did, they didn't publish it.
You mean as a legal ad? Oh, well, on their website.
It's still the same on the website. I looked at it 2 weeks ago.
Quite frankly, them changing what their policy is on their own and adding it to their website, I still don't see how that obligates the township.
Well, here's what I found, okay? Their rules and regulations state that all fire hydrants will be maintained by the authority at its own cost and expense, provided that any expense or repairs caused by carelessness or negligence of employees of a particular municipality or a member of the fire department will be paid by the municipality. That's section 9.2 of their rules and regulations. That's still on their website the same way. It hasn't been changed. So if they're maintaining them at their sole cost, why are we paying them?
Quite honestly, I go back to the question that I asked a moment ago. Them changing their rules, regs, or website, I don't see how that obligates the municipality. So
no.
That's my question is, under what legal basis are we obligated or not obligated?
Well, when I first looked at it, it indicates that there's a written request that must be submitted to the authority for installing public fire hydrants. And that the cost of the hydrant installation would be paid in accordance with the agreement between the authority and either the private developer or municipality, and any professional fees would be paid by the applicant to the authority. So I just simply asked them to provide any information they have of the township ever applying for a fire hydrant.
They asked to install them themselves.
Right.
I don't think they asked. I think they installed.
Well,
at least for the most recent ones, like Econopac.
Right.
I don't know that we actually received any requests.
Yeah.
And we certainly weren't. There was certainly no clarity that those requests came with an expectation of future fees being paid.
How much are they asking for a year?
$8,800.
$8,800.
For how many hydrants?
19.
And my understanding is that the number was like half of that back when those fees were being paid before.
Yeah, well, they put all these new hydrants out in one and three lanes.
Which we assisted on.
Oh, we didn't really assist on it much. We helped them out with snow removal and stuff like that, but that's where that $800,000 went to extend this water line out here. And they just put, I think, two or three down, I don't know what, last year, when they extended it, when they redid that water line.
With the $2.7 million that they borrowed.
Right. Yep.
And they're including what they chose to put in this as well.
Right. As long as I've been a supervisor, we have never requested to put any fire hydrant.
Correct. And that's what their rules say. Now, if that's been amended or altered. I
don't see how them identifying rules. That's like us, we adopt a policy and then they have to go by it.
Yeah, I haven't.
Kevin, to answer your question, that includes all the municipalities they serve. they're prorating it among who, where the hydrants are located. So everyone's paying for their own hydrants.
Well, it's more, it's like 50-some in Milford. Now, they gave us an itemized list of which hydrants they were assigning to us. Some of which...
Two of which are not in the township.
And some of which serve properties primarily that are not in the township.
What's the bill to the borough?
Much higher.
Much higher.
20-some thousand, I think.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but here's the other difference.
If they have three times the hydrants we have...
They should pay three times the amount.
I don't remember what it actually is, but I know it's in the 20.
I don't know that we really got their bill.
No.
But the difference is all the Milford Borough properties are covered by the hydrants. So yes. Whether they're paying through their ratepayers or they're paying through their municipality, they were all going to pay one way or the other. But one of our issues with this fee was that the vast majority of township residents don't benefit from the hydrants.
Correct.
Because they're not located in their area. Bob's house isn't covered by those hydrants. Your house isn't covered by those hydrants. My house is.
Their argument for that is going to be that they're filling the shuttle trucks with the hydrants. That's going to be their argument for that.
Yeah, but they only use two hydrants to fill the shuttle trucks. The one right here and the one up by your house. They're the only two hydrants they use in the town.
So,
both of them are in Milford Township, but they're the two hydrants they use.
Were we to impose this as a tax burden, which is what they're asking us to do, it would most properly be a special taxing district. And we don't even have the information of which properties are being served in order to create that district, and it's going to be an expensive endeavor to do. Alternately, the Water Authority could add this fee to their users' bills. And I still go back to that question as to why it would be, why they refuse to do that.
Because that would require them to work instead of us to work.
But I personally don't think we should pay it.
No, neither do I. How many fires have we had that they use these hydrants to put out fires?
Okay.
I don't know that that's the issue. But.
No. Well, here's the other thing that I found, and again, I don't know if this matters or not, but again, their rate structure, their approved rate structure, as of December 12, 2022, now remember, they sent this request to us during the year of
2023.
So their last rate structure that was in effect said that there is no rates for fire services. The only rate mentioned is for private fire service, which is defined as sprinkler connections, hoses, and hydrants, with a ready-to-serve charge of $117.62 per quarter, unlimited usage.
But Tony, they definitely adopted a new rate structure in 2023 because those of us that are on the system got their very significant increase.
Right. And again, they haven't published that rate structure on their website. It's not on there.
Well, they did send notices to all of the ratepayers, as I know I got one. But, you know, and they specifically blame that on the warehouse hearings.
Yeah.
Although the $2.7 million that they're carrying the debt service on, they were not previously carrying the whole debt service on up until 2023.
Right.
So I think that probably has a very significant role to play. And that, by the way, is an adjustable rate loan that adjusts next year. It's a privately held loan with a bank. That adjust, or would, as of the documents that they sent me earlier this year,
why would
adjusted.
Authority do that when there's all this?
They actually sent a letter to USDA as to why they were choosing to go that route instead of using USDA funds, and they had five or six reasons that they were choosing to decline the.
They didn't want that
public financing.
They didn't want that 1% loan for 40 years, huh?
40 years, you mean, right?
You'd rather 8% loan.
It was 3% when they took it out, but it adjusts every 5 years at prime minus 0.25.
At the New York Times published rate.
Prime minus 0.25. So although we had a 15% last year and 15% this year, next year, since this year, that's roughly 25% of their budget for debt service, and that rate is going to adjust to prime minus 0.25, although perhaps they will make some alternate arrangements with the bank in the interim. I wouldn't be able to predict that. But without barring further action, that will likely result in a very significant increase again next year. So I still haven't heard a compelling legal reason that that fee should be paid by the township as opposed to the ratepayers.
There isn't one.
And I'm saying this loudly, but I'm on this board. I'm the only ratepayer, right?
Yeah,
you don't have any water service there,
isn't
right?
One, because how could you? Basically, you'd be taxing, 40 to 50% of the residents of Milford Township for something that may never come into play.
And apparently, that is how it was done before. But the amount of the fees was much, much smaller.
Yeah.
There were only a few hydrants, and So,
what does a mill generate now?
Roughly $30,000.
It would be at least a minimum.
So they're asking for $500,000 the first year that they start up.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere for us to get it from without increasing taxes.
That's the only place you would be able to get it. Unless we can convince them.
Yeah, we already increased taxes 12% this year.
Right.
Unless we can convince them to give us the ratepayers' names, and we can do a special taxing district for those that are affected. But then Kevin makes a good point, because, and Gary kind of confirmed it, there is an ancillary benefit to homeowners that are off the system, and that the trucks may utilize that.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, you're telling me
I'm just pointing out what their argument's going to be.
There are dry hydrants and other, some of the areas have ponds or lakes where they have hydrants, they have fill tubes there for the trucks.
Let me ask
trucks.
A silly question. If there's a fire, say, up on Foster Hill Road somewhere, are they going to come all the way down and get water? Or
they do, yeah.
They do.
In fact, they just did this
weekend. They just did Saturday.
Okay.
They had a fire on Fire Tower.
Yep.
They haul water out of the hydrant down by you.
Right. It's always the same hydrant.
What happens there is they wind up blocking the road, so they can't get to Malibu where there's a dry hydrant. And I'm assuming there's still one there, but they block the road because there's no way around.
No.
So they've got to come back to town to fill their tankers. That's what happens with a lot of what Milford Township is.
That's the only dry hydrant I know of right here in the area.
Yeah, Shakopee Road, Fire Tower Road, it happens the same on all of them.
Yeah.
So there is then a benefit to, potential benefit to those homeowners.
Yes. Yeah, they have a fire on that end of town. They come down by Pitchell's and use that hydrant.
This
end of town, they use the one right down here.
But that's one hydrant.
I don't like the way this sounds, but it's negligible, because in the country, when they get to the point where they're putting a pond in and pumping with tankers, it's to contain the fire so there aren't any other issues.
Right.
It's not
the structure they're working on is gone. You can say it, Kevin.
Well, but and those of us who are in close proximity to the hydrant, we also benefit with an insurance break, which those homeowners don't get.
I think we need to discuss it.
And I go back to, I really don't understand why the authority's not willing to impose the fee to the users. It makes the most sense. They don't require any additional paperwork, because they know exactly who these people are. They're already billing them.
That's why I asked him if there is an agreement of some sort. Now, what I'm told is, in the public domain, it's usually the municipality that's billed for the hydrants that are put in the municipality.
Usually.
Usually. That's the most public utilities tariffs for hydrants won't go to the neighbors in the neighborhood. It'll go to the municipality.
And if I was in the borough, that would make sense to me. You're paying either way.
Right.
But in the township, that's not the case.
No.
And I'm going to pay it either way.
So. I don't disagree, yeah.
But that, I think fundamentally that's the question that we're going to need to be discussing answers to in May.
I don't know how you're going to be able to bill all your residents a tax of, say, $500,000 for something that doesn't benefit all of them. I mean, the best way to do this would be for them to bill them directly, or for them to provide us the information so we can do a special tax.
Which just also puts the legal and administrative burden on us.
On us.
Right. Right. And they actually have, well,
they're not,
administratively so, they don't. They have a whole billing company at this point.
Right. But see, that's the point. They're not going to want to do it. So they're going to put it back on us. And say, well, if you don't want all your taxpayers to pay for something that doesn't benefit all of them.
But half of the work they have to do anyway.
I know.
Because then they're going to have to provide us all of the contact information for their customers.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree, but it seems like they're pretty unwilling to bend. And the other alternative is to just say, hey, we're not going to pay it. See what happens.
Well, then, to be reasonable, what brings forth the amount? Is it the numbers of years of the life of a hydrant? Is it the number of man hours to clear the snow from the? They have to present us with some.
They didn't give us a calculation.
There's no calculation whatsoever. Kevin, for the way they came up with the hydrant fee, they did have a former hydrant fee of 100 hours, which they raised to 117 a quarter. That goes all the way back to the early 2010s. They haven't billed us since 2014.
They agreed not to.
They agreed not to because of that $800,000 grant they got.
Right.
That's what put these fire hydrants out here. Yeah. $800,000 that Milford Township signed off to them. Mm-hmm. Don Quick was instrumental in doing it. It was either that or turn the grant back to the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is what's the rationale for...
There's no calculation, nothing.
You know,
I think it's debt service. I think they incurred so much debt...
They need the money.
...with the storage and other things that they were involved with, that they need money. And they view this as a reasonable method of obtaining additional funding. Because all public water systems do charge for hydrants. And they know that that's something you're not, you know. They're entitled to something for the hydrants. What they're entitled to is a matter of opinion.
Charge your customers. I don't have any problem with paying. Mm-hmm. I value the hydrant, but I get benefit from
it. Mm-hmm. No.
And I don't think the people who don't.
2014 when we did that, Gary?
It's 2014, 2015.
How many customers do they
so, have? For $800,000...
I'm not sure. I don't remember off the top of my head.
From then to now, we paid them $80,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you take the math, it's not like we've recouped our...
No, we haven't recouped $800,000 in any way, shape, or form.
No.
And we still plow the hydrants.
We do if they call us. This year we haven't, but we went out there and cleaned all these hydrants out with tobacco just because Pendot's got them buried. It's easier for us to go to Tobacco and they're done.
Right.
But then we assist in installation of them?
No,